Good morning. My name is Jabrilli. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. I just got a text message from my brother with a press release the governor's office put out that says new people have been included in the ability to get COVID vaccines, and I just wanted to confirm that was true. It says people who work in the education sector, including higher education, and I work at the University of Alabama, so I didn't know if I could call the scheduling hotline or if I was not allowed to.
All right, so currently eligible for vaccines in Alabama, healthcare providers, nursing home residents, law enforcement officers, firefighters, and persons ages 75 and up.
So this press release, it just got released today. It hasn't been put into the system yet, I guess.
Okay, it probably hasn't. They probably have to update our website. I know they're making a lot of changes to everything because you're not the only one who called and said there was going to be a change in the age. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, since it just came out, would you suggest I go ahead and call and make an appointment so that when it's in there, appointment or wait?
I can give you that number to call and register for the vaccine.
Okay, sure.
All right, let me know when you're ready for that number.
I'm ready.
All right, that number is 855.
Okay.
566.
Okay.
5333.
Okay, perfect.
All right, thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day.
All right, you too.